Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard forces have seized a foreign oil tanker accused of smuggling oil just days after an oil tanker based in the United Arab Emirates disappeared off trackers in Iranian territorial waters. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has the latest.
The Panamanian-flagged oil tanker MT Ria stopped transmitting its location near Keshem Island, which has a Revolutionary Guard base on it. Iran state television did not identify the seized vessel or nationalities of the crew, but said the oil tanker was involved in smuggling some 264,000 gallons of fuel from Iranian smugglers to foreign customers. The seizure of the ship does not immediately appear to directly target any one particular country and shows the Revolutionary Guard cracking down on illegal smuggling of Iranian oil. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Donald Trump spoke to a crowded arena in the U.S. state of North Carolina Wednesday evening. The president addressed the controversy surrounding his recent tweets aimed at four freshman congresswomen, some have deemed racist. While Trump was specifically speaking about Representative Ilhan Omar, who was born in Somalia, the crowd began chanting, "Send her back."
Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screams.
Omar responded late Wednesday to those who have repeatedly suggested the U.S. citizen go back to Somalia. She tweeted to Trump, quote, "I am where I belong, at the people's house, and you're just going to have to deal." Authorities in the Japanese city of Kyoto now say 33 people were killed in a suspected arson attack on an animation studio. Police and fire officials say the fire began when a man broke into the building and doused it with a flammable liquid. This is VOA News. U.S. House Democrats approved legislation Thursday to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says a minimum wage hike is long overdue.
In June, we marked 10 years since the last minimum wage increase went into effect, the longest period without an increase since the minimum wage was first introduced under Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal.
Despite passage in the House, the bill has almost no chance in the Republican-controlled Senate. North Carolina Congresswoman Virginia Fox says raising the federal minimum wage would be harmful to small businesses.
That would result in millions of job losses for vulnerable Americans, small business closures, and significant damage to the U.S. economy.
A hike in the $7.25 hourly wage has been a top Democratic campaign promise intended to address income inequality that's driving the 2020 political debate. Protests against Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rossello, have been continuing for days as the embattled politician faces calls for his resignation. The protests follow the release of personal correspondence with Rossello allies. Multiple Puerto Rican celebrities attended protests across the island Wednesday, including musicians Bad Bunny and Ricky Martin. Martin spoke to WPLG.
They just made fun of everybody, of the LGBT community. They were talking horrifically about women, about Puerto Rico in general, and I'm just angry. I'm tired.
Wednesday marked an escalation of the protests. Demonstrators broke through a barricade at the governor's mansion late Wednesday night, resulting in a swift police presence, with law enforcement firing tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowds. Several civil rights groups filed a motion for a temporary restraining order to block the Trump administration's new asylum rule, which went into effect Tuesday. The new rule would bar asylum for migrants who cross the U.S.-Mexico border without applying for and being denied asylum in any country they pass through on their way to the U.S. The American Civil Liberties Union is one group involved in the lawsuit.
This administration is attacking Central American migrants. Doesn't want asylum seekers coming here. This is just the latest in a series of attacks, including taking babies and toddlers away from Central American asylum seekers.
Trump administration officials have said the new rule is meant to ease the strain on the U.S. asylum system. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo departed for Latin America Thursday to meet face-to-face with leaders there. You can read more about that story on voanews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA with all the latest. latest hits right here on VOA1.